Thanos, but you can't pronounce it, so it's Thanos.
No, but does he say Fano?
Hopscotch Thanos. It's, he's trying to say Thanos.
How does he know Thanos?
From his comic book.
Oh.
That coloring book is in
general. That's funny. All right, my cursor is. Hi, everybody. My computer just froze. I'm gonna sit here for a second until it gets back. Hang on. I may have to restart here, guys. All right. There we go. No, it's good. It's good. Everything's good. All right. Hi, everybody. What's going on? Welcome to another episode of the live stream. The stream of consciousness. The stream. Oh, there's a giant deer right there. Whoa. You see the deer, love? You see the deer in the ferns? It's all right. It's a deer. We've all seen them. You see the deer right there in the ferns? It just leapt right in there. She's kind of hiding now or here, whatever. Yep. Want to say hi to the people real quick? All right, so I just want to give a shout out to Marty Leeds for, I think his wife, he sent me this link. Hi, it's Amy. Hello.
Got my overalls on today.
So Amy's had a sciatic nerve thing going down her lower back into her hip and glute area. And Marty Leeds sent me this cool video that it actually is your other leg's front, like the quad. And so she was doing the foam roller on the opposite leg on the opposite side, because a lot of times the nerve is overcompensating for a problem you have with your quad. And we live in such a quad dominated society because of sitting, driving, everything, that that can become full of knots.
Mine was full of knots.
Full of knots. So it's a process, but you want to talk about it at all? Or?
Not really. I mean, it's just, it hurts, and I'm a very lucky person where I haven't had to deal with this a lot in life. I know a lot of people do because of how many people had advice for it. It makes me feel like, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people are in a lot of pain, so I really appreciate all the help because it's been challenging having, it's very limiting on your day when you feel like you can't do what you want to do physically. But mentally, you want to.
Yeah, because me and her are both like this, as you can see by our just constantly expanding homestead. We both like doing things, and when we don't do things...
We're both very active.
Yeah.
Busybodies.
We're busybodies. Like, today I was vacuuming, and I could tell she was almost envious. Because I was starting to help out the house a little bit with vacuuming, and yes. She's like, isn't it great? And it is.
Maybe also trying to sell you on vacuuming more.
I know. But, I mean, admit to the people, I'm very good at it.
No, when Owen cleans, he cleans way better than I do because he's a lot more thorough. Like, he picks up a lot of furniture off the ground, like, really moves things around and, like, gets it really scrubbed out clean. Like, when he did the garage floors, it was cleaner than our inside floors. And I was just like, this is awesome.
It was from years of janitorial work.
I'm just good at, like, the daily, just get it done quickly type thing to maintain. But when I need, like, a deep cleaning done, that's when Owen is...
Yeah, like, if it was just me in the house, it would be very dirt. It would not be the house we have at all. Like, I'm not good at all at cleaning. She does, like, so much, it's insane. But when things need to get real deep, that's when the big bear...
I was waiting for you to make it sexual.
That was unintentional, but that's a deep cleaning. All right.
I gotta go check on the chicks before the boys start.
All right, sound good. All right, love you. Love you. Vacuuming is very soothing. It is, and it's like when I clean, all the furniture gets moved. There's math involved, but other than that, I do almost nothing. BB Clean's house. Yeah, I didn't know how the vacuum cleaner worked today, for example. Amy is such a sweet girl. Yeah, she's incredible. And that's what you do, you know? And you know, my son was like, Mama, does this mean Daddy is gay guy because he's doing woman job? And Amy was like, no, a real man knows how to help out his woman when she's pregnant with his son. You know? So he will do gay guy job and woman job briefly. And it's like, really? Really? So dada not gay guy because he does woman job of vacuum cleaning? I'm three, but I know that that's only woman job. And I'm like, no, buddy, it's not only a woman's job. I mean, mostly it is. But when your woman needs help, help the woman. All right. Men actually cook and clean better if they focus, but it is a woman's job. I literally agree. Although Amy makes cheese better. Like, Amy's better at following directions. I'm more like improv-y with cooking. Like, it's like, oh, you have to keep the cheese at like, or the milk at like 115 degrees for 22 minutes. I'm like, let's do 30 minutes, 150. It's like, why? It's like, because I feel it. And then everyone dies. So that's why it's better. Started turpentine this morning. Don't know if it's placebo or not, but weird burst of clarity energy. Not placebo. But again, it's organic pine gum turpentine, and I'm not telling you to do it. And I recommend you check out the detox guy's breakdown of how to do it, and it's a very small amount. But again, all on you. So today is called Why Uncovering Hoaxes Matters. Jordan Peterson makes a statement, and WTF is going on in Greenland. By the way, today there will be no swearing. So, because my family's going to be running around, so there I'm in the zone where there will be no obscenities. All right. Yeah, good to see Miss Amy make an appearance. Yes, your son holds you accountable to weak words and gay guy stuff, little legend. Oh, totally. I made up what I just said, by the way. The whole thing about is dead gay guy, he doesn't know what a gay guy is. That was all a joke. So I understand that the internet does get a little literal sometimes, but my son does hold me accountable to weak words, but me vacuuming, he did not call me a gay guy. That was a joke. Jordan Peterson out of rehab. Yeah. All right. So, and also Jeremy Boring takes another swipe at the Big Bear. I got some insights into that. There's some funny stuff here. Let's just start off with Greta. This is Greta Thunder Tug. That's not a weak word. No one knows what Thunder Tug means. 2065. We still only have 1 month left, says old Greta Thunder Tug. Climate activist Greta Thunberg gives passionate speech to the UN in 2065. There will still be people who think that we only have 1 month left because they're dumb. Okay. Jordan Peterson, even though his wife has cancer and needs him desperately, he says, as you attempt to climb a higher mountain or aim at a higher target, the things around you become increasingly dramatic and of import. That happens by necessity, because if you're aiming and working hard at something difficult and profound, your life is going to become increasingly difficult and profound. That might be exactly what you need, as an antidote to the implicit limitations that you face as a human being. Okay, as we see here, Jordan Peterson is dreaming. But what exactly is he dreaming of, ladies and gentlemen? Did I mess it up? Oh, I messed up my timing. 1 second. It would have been so funny the way I was going to do it. It's a crack pipe, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so this is Jordan Peterson is dreaming. And everyone's like, what's he dreaming of? It's rock. It's rock. Man, that joke would have been way funnier. Kermit the Frog. Jordan's wife was providing all of the structure in his life and career. Yeah, they were in the upside down, ladies and gentlemen. That's why whenever you hear someone go, like, talk to a man about, like, oh, so is your wife responsible for all your success? It's like, no, God, man, woman, child. And it's like, that's the order. If you were like, without my wife, because I felt that way. Like, Amy's pulled me out of some stuff and provides an unbelievable home. But it's not, she's not above me. And the fact Jordan Peterson requires a handler, as a woman handler, and then he, like, doesn't love her. Because if he did, he wouldn't be so self-obsessed as she's going through such a hard time. It was still funny, BB. Thank you, Center Bear. Glorious day that God made. Good to see BB as well as you, Breathing Bear. Kermit the Crackhead. Can't you see I need you rock? Well done, Bear Bell Training. I said rock. Can't you see I need you rock? Crack rock. All right. I bet his wife cleans his room. Okay, so Jeremy Boring in response to Michelle Melkin. Enough with Owen Benjamin. Enough with the Owen Benjamin, I'm a victim BS. You malign us on Twitter and Telegram and in speeches, and when we respond, you call it an attack. Hang on, I gotta do his mouth open thing. You malign us. By the way, not for anything we've done to you, but because we opposed your little white majoritarian troll body. See, this is the problem with the Jeremy Borings and the Dennis Pragers and the Ben Shapiros of the world. They don't see their own future coming. They're going to be the last guys on MySpace. They're basically Dane Cook. The fact that not only have they not been kicked off or demonetized, they've never even had a red strike against them. No censorship, nothing. And everyone knows it. Say what you will about little Nicholas Nipples Fuentes. At least he's interesting, right? Everybody interesting on YouTube has either been kicked off, like Nipples just got kicked off. I've gotten kicked off. They've at least gotten strikes. They've at least been censored. They've at least been demonetized. The fact, like, I'm not a fan of Nipples McFuentes, but he's interesting enough where I spent about 3 months trying to prove he was gay. You know, I don't spend any time making fun of Trevor Noah or, because they're just not interesting. They're just predictable shills. Say what you will about Nipples McFuentes, he's interesting. And people want to watch him. You know, say what you will about me, I'm interesting. People want to watch me. Say what you will about Crow 777, he's interesting. People want to watch him. Say what you will about Red Elephants, same. Vox, same. It's like the fact that, with the exception of Vox, because he's not allowed on the Google campus and everybody knows he has, like, literally a giant team of pro bono high-level lawyers that just are dying to sue people. I think he's one of the only people that hasn't had run-ins with YouTube simply because I legit think YouTube is afraid of him. But now that Jeremy Boring, I mean, look at how stupid this is. It's almost like you're on a sports team and the coach's son, who's a 450-pound sodomite named Larry, or Jeremy, it's like he's the starting quarterback over someone who's actually starting. And you can put up with that for a little while because Lucky Jeremy will, you know, give everybody free treats. Or they're trying to suck up to Lucky Jeremy because his dad's the coach. Not when you start losing. As soon as the team starts losing, you go 0-8, 0-10, 0-12, everybody's like, yeah, I'm going to quit the team. It's like, why? It's like, because the 450-pound homosexual named Jeremy Boring, because of Coach Boring, why isn't he sitting the bench? Why doesn't he have to face any accountability like the rest of us? It's like, well, just play ball. I mean, his dad's a coach. It's like, we lose every game now. Like, girls don't like us now. Like, the cheerleaders don't respect us. They nap. So the number of grabber wings that Jeremy Boring, oh yeah, it's four figure range for sure. But it isn't even like what is he talking about? He's going after Michelle Melkin now for standing up for someone she likes who got kicked off YouTube. And then he brings me up as if it's this known thing that I have victim consciousness. I have some of the lowest victim consciousness of anyone I know. Like, one of my phrases that people say to me when I'm on tour, like, randomly, they're like, no one's having more fun than us. That's, like, one of our go-to phrases. Does that sound like a victim? Enough with the Owen Benjamin, I'm a victim. Yeah, well, Jeremy, I got my entire platform that I had almost 300,000. No, I had over 300,000 subscribers if you count both my channels. And then Twitter, Facebook, all of it taken away from me because your people, Jeremy, didn't like my type of comedy. And it doesn't matter what side you're on, up, down, red, blue, left, right. Literally, it's about interesting. Okay, people loved watching me. I would get every stream I do would get 100,000 views. Everyone. something like the 9/11 stream, the Fear stream, the Seinfeld, until it got booted and flagged, all like 200,000-300,000 views. You know, the one I did that was just titled Ben Shapiro is Worse Than Hitler, it got taken down, right? So this is the thing. Jeremy will end up actually being the victim. Jeremy Boring is the CEO of the Daily Wire. He is Ben Shapiro's boss. He's the money guy. And watching it spiral, it's so weird. Doesn't he see the writing on the wall? Legends aren't victims. No. Owen never has a victim complex ever. No. Me stating that it's unfair, and it's not unfair. I'm now starting to realize it isn't unfair because, you know, I've learned some profound insights into the ways of God and life and morality and justice and everything. If I wasn't kicked off YouTube, if I wasn't kicked off PayPal, if I wasn't kicked off Patreon, Vox and I wouldn't have been so motivated to make unauthorized. You know, we wouldn't be at DLive, which, say what you will about the Lemons, it's still an income stream that I can help pay people who help me, you know, like Kyneton and stuff and our documentary and stuff. It helps fund us. Hey, Onyx, get away from my bike. Onyx, get out of there. Go back to your normal field. Like the good whites. You see the white alpacas? You see the white alpacas? Just act like that. Job wasn't a victim? No. And it's like my life has gotten better. My life has gotten more independent. My life has gotten, and even with the drop in income, I can start seeing a future where I will end up probably with more long-term than I would have if I had been under the Dragon's wing. And Jeremy Boring, like, he's acting as if the name Owen Benjamin is synonymous with victim culture. Like, that's how gone they are. Like, these people are communists. They're Trotskyites. You know, when Trotsky fled Stalin's wrath, Stalin may have gotten a bad rap in some ways, by the way. Stalin was tracking down grabbers. Because Stalin wasn't a grabber. I thought he was a grabber. I've been looking into Stalin. There's some, you know, communism, Bolshevism, horrible. But Stalin kind of started cleaning it up a little bit. Say what you... I'm not defending the guy. But I'm just saying there's more to the story. So the Trotskyites fled to Mexico before Stalin had someone put an ice pick in the back of his head. I'm not saying I'm going to do that to Jeremy Boring. I'm just saying there's guys out there that do that. And the Trotskyites became the American neocons, like Crystal and Wolfowitz and Ben Shapiro and Dennis Prager. It's the same. It's communism with a different name. It's just a rebranding of communism. You help bring me out of the victim mindset. I know. I get stacks of letters every day of people telling me that I helped them not be a victim. But see, when you're in the upside down, like Jeremy put a ween in my mouth, Boring. His last name is Boring. And I wouldn't even be talking about this. Stalin was a grabber. He only limited grabbers they saw as a threat. His wife was a grabber. There's more to the story. I'm not here to talk about it. Trotsky fled to Mexico and Stalin tracked him down and killed him. Yes, that's the whole back of the ice pick in the back of the head situation I was just talking about. The grabbers hate Stalin so much. They love Lenin. They love Trotsky. They love Che Guevara. You know, they don't love Stalin. And anybody that the grabber hates, I review. Because I've always thought Stalin was as evil as a human being can be. I think Molotov, some of his guys were... It's kind of like with Adolfo Hilario. Like, you know, his worst guys were like Himmler. You know, Goring was trans and had a morphine addiction and probably did some real awful stuff. But, like, I really have to look a little deeper into Stalin because, guys, I'm not kidding. Anybody that the grabbers hate, I review. Your boring voice is spot on. Sounds like Charlie Kirk. It's the same demon. We're going to read it one more time. Enough with the Owen Benjamin, I'm a victim, BS. You malign us on Twitter. Guys, I'm not even allowed on Twitter. And he's mocking me for like being a victim. And I'm having a blast. I'm building up DLive. Crushing on DLive. I have alpacas behind me. I have a beautiful pregnant wife and two little kids just as white as doves running around, you know, just crushing. I don't know why I had to specify that my children are white as but anyway, here we go. You malign us on Twitter, on Telegram. No, it's called criticizing your wars. And when we respond, you call it an attack. You malign us, by the way, not for anything. Way to use malign twice. You want to? I'm going to send him a thesaurus. I'm going to send him a thesaurus for one of those grab war holidays, you know, that celebrates another genocide. You know that all the grab war holidays celebrate either a genocide, almost all are genocides. So I'll pick Boring's favorite genocide and I'll send him a thesaurus with just malign underlined. You malign us, by the way, not for anything we've done to you. No, it's what you do to the world, Jeremy. But because we oppose your little white majoritarian troll buddy. No, I don't want Nick Fuentes kicked off YouTube. Actually, it's kind of funny, you know, now that they're doing it to everybody. But, like, he's interesting. And also, I don't mind him getting kicked off YouTube because I don't like YouTube and I want them to fail. I would rather have Nick Fuentes build up DLive and have his fans go over to DLive because, you know, I can spend a while just trying to show everybody how gay he is, but I can also take another step back and see the world bigger, you know? Nick Fuentes draws eyeballs because he's interesting. I don't like him. I think he's cancerous. But anybody that other people choose to watch, only a gamma male, only a secret king, only like someone who's truly just wretched is like, no one's allowed to watch them. It's like, why? We want to.
No.
And if I'm completely honest with myself, just like what I said earlier, I find him interesting or else I wouldn't have spent 3 months proving to the world he's a gay guy. It's still interesting. So it's like YouTube, because they keep kicking off everybody interesting and they're homogenizing our culture just like cheese, that's the end for them. They just don't know it yet. You know, it's almost like when you, not that I've ever done this, but when you cut someone's, like a major artery in someone's leg and they're dead, they just don't know it yet. You know, they can still be like, bigot, racist, so much, and you're like, you don't even know you're dead yet. There's no way out of this. YouTube's in a death spiral, and there's no way to get around it because the resentment is already there. Like, even if they're like, we're fine, now we're good, that would mean that those pressures are so strong that there will be more competitors. DLive will raise, Unauthorized will raise, all these other competitors, BitChute. And if they have to succumb to their own sin, people are going to be gone anyway because they hate them. There's hatred there. You know, like what we're doing to Patreon, I cannot wait till Vox can add it to corporate cancer. But these things wouldn't happen if they didn't just keep wrecking everyone's livelihood because of their emotions. There's no excuse to kick me off Patreon. I'm the definition of someone who should be on Patreon. Independent, well-liked. I don't even have a arrest record. I've never been arrested. I've never been charged with a crime. I'm a upstanding tax-paying American citizen. So the fact that they did that to me, and they've done that to Molyneux, and they did it to Milo, and they did it to all these people that people genuinely want to hear from, but they're saying, it doesn't matter what you want, customer. We're going to tell you. Okay, they're now so hated that we're just dismantling them. And I don't want to put them out of business. I'd rather just have a settlement and be put back on the platform. But it's getting to the point where it's like, if they don't come around, if they don't see what is facing them, they're going to be done. And it would take probably a while because that's how companies work. But it's like, there's no way out because the legal system has already ruled on this stuff a million times. The legal system doesn't want you to break contracts. The legal system, for all its faults, for all its like coldnesses, for all its admiralty commerce law, guess what? For admiralty commerce law, they do not want this to happen. The very thing that makes admiralty commerce law so wicked in certain ways also absolutely protects you as a customer, as a consumer, as a capitalist. And what they're doing is it's truly insanity. Daily Wire, InfoWars, pumping with Crowder. The morale must be so low at these workplaces. Imagine working for Steven Crowder, where his whole platform to get people to buy his stupid mugs is YouTube censorship, YouTube censorship. And then a guy that worked with him so closely, I was his head writer. He offered me my own show on CRTV. Nakay Jared was his sidekick. Nakay Jared leaves and Steven lies about it. It's because, you know, Steven's a tyrant. He was stealing from everyone. And then I leave too, and I was one of the funniest parts of his show. And then I get kicked off YouTube, and he doesn't say a peep. And not only is he not kicked off, he's still monetized. What do you joke about at that point? See, it's when people say, oh, victim, own a victim. I'm not the victim in this scenario, guys. What on earth is the writer's room like at Lotter with Crowder? They sit around, they're like, all right, we're fighting the good fight. YouTube censorship. It's like, oh, okay, so we're going to have Owen Benjamin's back because he's the textbook definition of tyrannical censorship. And they're like, no. Why? Well, because we get $1.5 million a year from lobbyists from Israel. And let's just say Owen's not okay with all of the war. Do you still feel like working for 10 bucks an hour? Because a lot of those guys over there work for very little. And he steals. So it's like, allegedly 10. I'm not saying that. But, I mean, do you still have the passion to go into work every day? No. No, you probably just get fat and sad. All right, what else we got here? What's going on with Greenland? Here we go. So here we go. Amy showed me this, by the way. She follows someone who just performed for the bass up there, and she was like, gravy? She just texted me this last night. Like, while we're in bed next to each other, and I'm like, love, are you dialed into gravy? Hey, love, I'm showing the people your Greenland gravy right now. The Greenland gravy?
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. I'll plant that lemon tree somewhere. What do you think about something up here?
A tree?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I just planted 4 more cherry trees yesterday. All right. So the 23rd Space Operations Squadron is a United States Space Force unit of the 50th Network Operations Group, itself a part of the 50th Space Wing, and is located at New Boston Air Force Station, New Hampshire, and also Greenland. You'll see in a second. So in your mind, what do you think their badge looks like? Like, what's their symbol? Like, in your mind, like, what do you picture? Picture it in your head something? Definitely not that, right? For those of you just listening, it looks like a shadowy figure with one cyclops eye, but then the next layer, it's on the side of a black head with a nose, and then the next layer, you can see a cloak over what appears to be a demon looking down at the world, and then there's a Space Force Star Trek logo and the North Star. And it's also the royal color purple. WTF, geez. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Star Trek. Yeah, but it's like, so you have Cyclops Gargamel looking down at a distorted world. It's not what the world is. The world is, it looks more like the UN map. There's a center, and that is the North Pole. And above it is the Polaris, the North Sky that hasn't moved since human beings started tracking it, like, you know, 8,000-10,000 years ago. You can go as far back as 5,000 or 6,000 years with some of the structures in India where it lines up perfectly. Same with the pyramids of Giza. Doesn't move. You can see it in both hemispheres, which disproves globe. Obviously, I'm not going to get into that right now. But when people are like, there's different constellations. Like, can you see Polaris? How is that? It doesn't matter. All right. Anyway, so we have a gray cloaked cyclops peering down over the world. Wow, man. Yeah, it's weird. And it's hilarious. Trump exposing NASA. I don't care. Dude, it's like, I don't care what people do. I enjoy the gravy. And white alpacas. White. All right. I love when perception comes to life. It's wild. Always watching, always watching. But they're good dudes. There's some good dudes up there. You know, this person who went up there was appreciative of the troops and everything. But it's like, what are they doing there? That's why I'm drawn to Martin Kenney's cosmic egg theory. And some people would be like, Martin Kenney said, yeah. Like, one of the main things that I fundamentally disagree with him about, on, which is worth bringing up. And I know I always say, I don't agree with him on everything. I don't do that with people. It's assumed that I don't agree on everything. But there's one thing that he says that I find really needs to be addressed that I absolutely disagree with. And that is there are people so steeped in sin that can't be redeemed. He thinks that there's a certain type of grabbler that has done so much horror that there's no redeeming. I don't believe that at all. And that's a fundamental way of viewing the world. So I just want to address that. That there is no, that there's always a path. There's always a path forward. But anyway, Martin Kenney's view of how the world and the realm is structured is fascinating. And it can't be proved. I'm not saying it's a fact. But he's saying that there is a ring up near the North Pole. And that was where Eden was. Tigris, Euphrates. Just stop, man. If you believe it and you're confident in your beliefs, just believe it. And I don't know where Eden was, and neither do you. You know, it's like people on the internet just will not stop sometimes. They're like, Tigris, Euphrates, didn't record the theory. I'm like, dude, just hear out the guy's theory. It might help your theory. We all know we can't prove where Eden is physically. Yeah, you can. Tigris, Euphrates. Okay. Okay, guy. They will be yelling Semper V, Semper Violet. Well, purple is the color of royalty out of England. A lot of people don't want to admit the fact that we're still ruled by the Bank of England since 1814. But, you know, I'm not ruled by them. But, I mean, technically, you know, my mortgage ends up there somehow. All right. So he thinks that there's rings. You know, that the Arctic ice ring... Outside of that, and there's like, and that's why we really do live in a sphere, but the sphere is the, what's also called Van Allen belts, whatever you want to call it. You can see them with the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, where there's a magnetic thing that keeps us in our rings. And then once every few thousand years, the magnetism breaks down and you can go to another ring. And he thinks that Venus and Mars are the sun and the moon and another ring over. And that there's Mercury and Polaris in the center. And, you know, it's very interesting stuff. Oh, how dare you? No, there's no way that... Okay, well, this is the symbol for the Space Force in Greenland. And if you can explain that to me, feel free. But unless you have a little tingle in your spine, like, what's going on up there? I don't respect you because that's insane. Like, that doesn't make any sense given what we've been told in our life. A purple globe, a cloaked cyclops, the northern star, and then the Star Trek weird, you know, live long and prosper. This, live long and prosper, that's an allusion to Luciferianism. You know, be fruitful and multiply is Christianity. Live long and prosper is Luciferianism. It means hold on to the material as long as you can and do as thou wilt. They don't ever go over the Dean Koontz book Eyes of Darkness from 81, which predicted the coronavirus exactly. No, I don't know what's going on with the coronavirus. I don't even know if it's real, but I'm interested to see. The amount of fear I feel for the coronavirus is slightly less than stubbing my toe. People could be dying in China. People may not be dying in China. I'm assuming people are always dying in China because there's allegedly over 1 billion people. But they killed 30 million of their unborn girls or born girls because of a policy instituted by the very people that think coronavirus is such a scary thing. And I'm like, well, where were you when they were killing 30 million girls? Because of their one child rule. And, you know, when you're dealing with a patriarchal society, that's the patriarch, the father lineage, and you have your first child as a girl, they would kill that girl, 30 million. Which is 5 alleged Holocausts, but in reality, it's closer to thousands. Because as we all know, no, closer to like 500,000 Holocausts. Because the Holocaust, the Jewish Holocaust, was probably closer to 9 homosexuals rollerblading who was accidentally run down by a Subaru with a Bernie Sanders sticker on the back. You know, that's that my view of the Jewish Holocaust. I know it happened. I know it was tragic. At least 8 of those gay guys rollerblading weren't rapists. 7. One, Gary, was on the fence. As you can see, I have absolutely no, I give absolutely no respect to the whole, stay at 6 million or you're evil. Yeah, well, no. All right, because this is where we're going to get to the part in the, in the program, because I'm programming you, as to why standing up against hoaxes matter. Why does it matter to stand up against the Holocaust narrative, the nuclear bomb narrative, the war narrative, talking about banks? Why does it matter? I'm about to show you a 4-minute clip that will explain it perfectly, because it's one of the most important things in the world to be able to stand up and say, well, we don't really know exactly what happened with the Holocaust, but I'm guessing it isn't as horrible as people say. We don't really know exactly what weapons the government has, but I can prove that the nuclear bomb is not what they say, and that it doesn't cause any long-term damage to water or people based on Chernobyl, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and the lack of use anywhere else, and nuclear physicists who have whistleblown this and then been fired. But why do you care? I'll show you exactly why I care. This is from a movie. I don't even remember. I don't know what movie it was. A bear sent this to me. This is 4 minutes. I'm not going to interrupt it at all. And then at the end, we're going to discuss it. Because hoax horror is what drives all of Luciferianism. All of it. The whole everyone's equal, have no kids, you are bacteria. Without the hoax horror, there's no leg to stand on. Because the average human being would say, but I would miss Beethoven. All right. I don't know what movie this is. Someone in the chat, let me know. And then... I will tell the people, but I'm gonna hang on. Where is this one? Here it is. Enjoy.
Just what do you really think of our little world?
I think you've set out to create a just society, and you're doing it.
But go on, I want to hear.
But it's hard to rationalize that in order to have perfect equality out there, we can do what we want in here.
Well, that's only because we happen to have been born with certain mental capacities. And if it's not equality, then at least it's equality of opportunity. And you're forgetting the sacrifices. No contact with our previous lives, no marriages, no children.
Yeah, that's a tough one to swallow.
Oh, I know. Always takes time. Any other concerns?
Well...
Please.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's just that...
Yeah, Fubar is
anytime
right.
Anytime I listen to great music or watch a great film...
I didn't realize this was it. Fubar is right. He bet someone that I would interrupt it. This is Harrison Bergeron, which I've read as a book. I didn't remember this scene. That's fascinating. Also, that isn't... They're not giving up anything if you're a pedophile or a homosexual. He says, we can't have families. We can't have contact with the outside world. Yeah, that's not a sacrifice when that's what you're into, if you know what I mean. Anyway, let's continue.
Realize that our society will never produce any more of them. I know the Constitution says that it's the function of government to render all people equal, but still...
It saddens you? It saddens me too, Harrison. Oh, how it saddens me. Do you know this? It's Beethoven. The Emperor Concerto. Imagine how I must feel, knowing that I'm striving to create a world in which no Beethoven will ever be born. But it has to be, not just because of some words in a constitution. It has to be. Here, look.
Thank you.
Bible tells us not to covet, but we covet nonetheless. It's in our damn genes. We covet not only our neighbor's ass, his lands, his possessions, we also covet his appearance, his talent, his intelligence. And once we covet, we hate. And when we hate, this is what happens. For thousands of years, this is what happens. So, if I have to choose between this and eliminating this, I'll put the gun to Beethoven's head myself.
Okay, so do you understand why uncovering hoaxes is so important? I could go through that video that he showed. Okay, when you see the dogs biting the black kid, do you know that the black kid that famous picture was taken of has told his story over and over again that that's not what happened? Check out Malcolm Gladwell's revisionist history podcast. He does an entire episode on Brown v. Board of Education, all that. That picture was completely hoaxed. That kid, the cop was trying to pull the dog back, and they took a picture to try and make it look like the dog, the cop was trying to attack the kid with the dog. And the little black guy grew up and said, this whole thing is fake. He became very right wing because he was like, he saw the power of media. Okay, nuclear bombs aren't real. When they show the nuclear bombs and all that, like, okay, back then, the videos, the cameras that required to videotape or record war scenes were so big and cumbersome that, like, when you saw that building coming down, that was all staged. John Ford, you know, and all those World War II movies of D-Day and Pearl Harbor and all that, all fake. I highly recommend you check out Crow 777's recent, let me find it so that, you know, I'm kind of running and gunning here, but I can prove that it's fake. Hang on, Crow. I just want to direct people so that in the future you'll know that what I'm saying is true. There's a great episode called, hang on. History Directed and Created in Film. 24,000 views 1 month ago. Episode 192, CROW777. The whole thing was fake. The type of planes they were using, everything. None of it was real. The John Ford story of being in Hawaii, all that, all fake. Nuclear bombs, fake. Holocaust, fake. Not all of it. There's death. Some guy died. What you witnessed was typhus. Typhus, guys. Like those really, really emaciated bodies. Why wouldn't they just kill them? Like, why would they just... This is why it matters, okay? So a lot of the showers, where they killed, they were de-lousing showers. And why do you think it's so illegal to say this stuff? Why do you think it's so frowned upon and shamed? Because that is the argument for all control. They give you a little a reel that shows you the horror of man. How many of those things have you witnessed in your life? There's thousands of people here right now. Let's all discuss it. Have you ever witnessed a cop sick a dog at someone because they're black? Have you ever seen a nuclear mushroom cloud or known anyone to get cancer or die from anything that has to do with nuclear bombs? Have you ever seen a concentration camp outside of Israel? I know that there's some Palestinians that have seen the inside of a concentration camp. Have you ever seen people like the Holocaust narrative? Have you ever known anyone who's come even close to doing that to anybody? No. So why does it matter? Why does the dinosaur thing? Why do you care about the dinosaurs? Because the entire dinosaur narrative is to create a false scarcity narrative about oil because it comes from fossil fuels. They don't mean dinosaurs. They used to have the symbol of the dinosaur for Sinclair Oil. That was why they did it. They also wanted to establish evolution narrative, which is fake, to make everyone feel small. And they also wanted a narrative where at any time you can be destroyed by an asteroid to make everyone feel small. Yet, look, no one has ever witnessed any of it. So why does it matter? Because look at that boy and this man. That man is a Bolshevik grabber, right? Fact, that's their entire ideology. Why do you keep saying grabber and Bolshevik? because their entire ideology is that everyone should be the same. What does that mean? There are no more Beethovens. There are no more Big Bears. There are no more anyone that can do anything special, right? Because, but so no one would buy that. No one. No, everyone's like, but I like Beethoven. So then they play you a reel of horror. Well, too bad. All the horror is fake. How dare you? The reason they how dare me all the time is because one of the biggest cornerstones of the entire narrative is the Holocaust. Never again. Never again. 9/11. Never again. Never forget. Never. Okay, who did 9/11 and why? Explain it. Why do you care? Because people didn't do it just because they hate. People didn't round up Jews, put a star on them, and turn them into lampshades like we're told. And it matters because if there isn't that fear, the fear of like, if we don't control everybody, this is just what people do. That is why hoaxing is so important. And Harrison Bergeron was written at a time when a lot of people saw World War II. You know, that was, what in that dystopian reality, which is what we currently live in, they would wear a helmet. So if you were smart, if you have a higher IQ, they would shock you every 10 minutes so you couldn't keep a thought in your head. Guys, that's called fluoride. We're living it. It's not fiction. So that if you are smarter than the average person and you don't want to make people feel bad, it's all propagated by evil gamma males, pedophiles, homosexuals, people that, how dare you? Guys, how dare you doesn't work on me. The reason it matters to mock the Holocaust, to mock nuclear bombs, to mock pandemic fears, to mock racism, to mock homophobia, is because they use that as the entire basis to justify a society where there is no beauty, there's no form, and it's a full rejection of God. That is why I do this every day. And it's like when people say, why does it matter? Nothing matters more than fighting back against the forces of evil that is trying to take what is unique and special and beautiful about you and your family and your offspring. Because if you succumb to that, if you say, oh, Holocaust, so everybody should just take a knee and stand and do what they say. There's so few of them. So few. It's not Jews. That's why I started saying grab wars. You know, it's grab wars. And grab wars can occupy a lot of different bodies. You know, it's the feminized, it's the tyrannical feminized Baphomet type character. It's the man who acts like a woman, which is the worst of both worlds. They don't have any of the nurturing and care of the woman, and they have no honesty or grit, for no better word, of the man. They're just evil. And I would guess there's about 100,000 total people in the entire world that benefit from this. Total. Jews ain't benefiting. Just your average Jew is like, I'm just trying. You know, it's total in the whole world, 100,000. And that's including all of them. You know, the amount that actually like control the whole operation, I'd say 5,000 total people. So how do they get people to do it? Mass mind control. How does that work? You convince the entire world that it, without their control, without them bashing and smashing all of our God-given talents and beauty and form and hope and gratitude and prayer, if they don't bash that, then the worst horrors you've ever conceived of will come creep into your life again, and that they're actually doing us a favor. Well, guess what? Those horrors aren't even real. It's an apparition. It's an apparition. There's thousands of people here. Not one person has witnessed in their life with their eyes to see, their ears to hear, their hands to feel, a nuclear bomb, a cop sicking a dog on a black man, any type of genocide when it comes to like the way the Holocaust has been described. The only genocide I've witnessed is feminism, health, you know, opioids. It's the only genocides I've ever witnessed, and every one of them is being done by the very people that tell us they're protecting us. That is why we do this. Now we're going to watch the scene one more time, now that you know that the Pearl Harbor movie, the documentary, the D-Day documentary, the Midway documentary, all fake. And if you don't believe me, go research John Ford. Go research who funded them. Go research the Warner Brothers. This is some pretty deep stuff. BB, the Sinclair Oil Corporation is alive and well. They sponsor NASCAR racing. Right, but they used to do a dinosaur. The whole thing was about dinosaurs because of fossil fuels. It's why they're called fossil fuels. Only newsreels funny, and that is proof to the stupid. Feminism is a cancer on society. Yes, and it's men's fault. Because women aren't designed to be able to fight these things. The fact that men, the reason society started degrading itself and become tyrannically feminized is the moment men stopped saying the truth to women. The moment men start agreeing with female nonsense, why? Because they wanted sex. That's why. The minute a man says, yeah, Brittany, you can totally be an astronaut. The minute that that started, just because they wanted to be agreeable to a woman so they could get sex, the minute they stopped fearing God, the minute they feared a woman over God was the minute that women started following a different voice. And that voice is in every woman and it's very bad. And so it's not over. There's nothing over. Be that voice again. Fear God. What woman would follow a man who doesn't follow God? She'd be a fool. Ask Jordan Peterson's wife how that's turning out. Why would a woman follow a man who does not follow God? It's so then who do they follow? They follow their own instincts and they're so messed up. A woman's instinct is self-destruction without a man giving order. All right. Thank you, men, for taking back authority. Yeah, and it's right there to take back. It's not hard. You hate women if you don't say the tough realities. If you let them babble and babble endlessly. If you let them abort your children, you hate them. They don't want you to. They just do what they're told. Be the voice in your woman's life. Because if not, there's another voice that's right there, ready to influence. And these people are not strong or scary. Like, once you realize that all these horrors were created with a lens and a camera, and the feminized, the tyrannical feminized, how dare you? How dare you? There was victims. Show me a victim. Bring them to me. Bring me the victim of a police dog or a Holocaust or a nuclear bomb. You put them at my feet and I will believe you. Until then, shut up. The real victims is every child in this society without a masculine role model to say, this isn't real. This nightmare is fake. There are nightmares in this world. There are real threats in this world. But the threats are coming from the very people who are trying to tell you that without their safety, you're going to die. Let's watch it again. Yeah, the woman's instinct is fear. And can you blame them? Why wouldn't Jordan Peterson's wife feel constant fear being next to that man? Here we go. I won't interrupt it this time.
Just what do you really think of our little world?
I think you've set out to create a just society, and you're doing it.
But? Go on, I want to hear.
But it's hard to rationalize that in order to have perfect equality out there, we can do what we want in here.
Well, that's only because we happen to have been born with certain mental capacities. And if it's not equality, then at least it's equality of opportunity. And you're forgetting the sacrifices. No contact with our previous lives.
Foo Bear just had a great point. Okay, now, how many of you know a woman who's killed their own child? I know many. Have you known anyone to die in a Holocaust? Have you known anyone to die of a nuclear bomb? Have you known anyone to die of an asteroid? How many women have you known that have killed their own unborn babies? What's worse? What could possibly be worse? You know, we're only 4 months in and you can feel her belly moving and they're there. He's alive. He's a dude. He's rocking and rolling in there. How many of you have known a woman who has killed their own baby because of fear? How many Jews have you known turned into a lampshade, guys? It's all a fucking joke. Until you snap out of it, you're in hell. Hell is very real and very physical.
There's no children.
Yeah, that's a tough one to swallow.
Oh, I know. Always takes time. Any other concerns?
Well.
Oh, please.
It's just that anytime I listen to great music, or watch a great film. I realize that our society will never produce any more of them. I know the Constitution says that it's the function of government to render all people equal, but still...
It saddens you? It saddens me too, Harrison. Oh, how it saddens me. Do you know this? It's Beethoven, the Emperor Concerto. Can you imagine how I must feel? Knowing that I'm striving to create a world in which no Beethoven will ever be born. But it has to be, not just because of some words in a constitution. It has to be. Here, look. Tells us not to covet, but we covet nonetheless. It's in our damn genes. We covet not only our neighbor's ass, his lands, his possessions, we also covet his appearances.
Doesn't it sound a little bit more like it's just him talking about himself? So much evil in this world is done because people say we instead of me. We covet our neighbor's wives and their dicks. Speak for yourself, pal. I don't covet my neighbor's possessions. Zip. Some people, you know, everybody deals with their own sins, but like when people say we, where it's like, we all have to suppress our sexual desires to whack off in a hot air balloon. We? No, you.
Talent is intelligence. And once we covet, we hate. When we hate, this is what happens. For thousands of years, this is what happens. So, if I have to choose between this and eliminating this, I'll put the gun to Beethoven's head myself.
No, the most men, the masculine admires intelligence and skill, admires. Sounds Talmudic? Yeah, there's a reason that I go at the grabber so hard. Because culturally, it's so foreign to me, I didn't even understand that concept of when you see someone do something great, when you see a wonderful athlete, or when you see a beautiful face, or when you see someone who's worked really hard at something amazing. I've never, ever felt hatred. There are people that do, and they're evil and wicked, and they need to be kept at bay. And the only way to do it is by following God's law. You can't kill evil. You can't shoot it. You can't put it in a gulag. That's what they want to do to us. But they won't. They can't. You have to allow them to with fear, sin, and self-degradation. That's the way out. And my favorite line these days is like, well, we must. We're going to blah, blah, blah. And I go, they can try. They can try. Because envy weakens a man. Lust weakens a man. Greed weakens a man. These people are not scary to me at all. I know exactly how they function. I know exactly how they think now. I didn't used to. It was a process. And I know how to keep them at bay. I know how the envious one, that's what the Muslims call Satan, the envious one. That, what you just witnessed, was Satan. And when that was written, you know, Vonnegut knew that. This whole story is about this. A lot of people know this. This isn't just us. This is something that people have fought since the beginning. You know, Adam was the first man to not tell his woman a harsh truth. And look what happened. He knew not to eat the fruit. He just was such a cuck that he allowed it to happen. Guess what? Adam was not a super moral man. He didn't have strength. The fall comes when the man says, whatever you want, dear. Yes, dear. Even if it goes against God's law. And then we're still dealing with it ever since. Satan is disembodied. When we take the ticket, we give ourselves a vessel. Right, he has no body. That's why you can't shoot evil. Even the wickedest grabber, even that guy can still be saved because man doesn't create the evil. You know? It's like the woman who lied to get Roe v. Wade passed and then 60 million babies died. You know that woman was never raped. Roe? V. Wade, Roe. She became a born-again Christian. She repented. And that must have been extremely hard for her. Because facing what you've done and how many deaths came from it, that's the real punishment. That's the real justice. And that's why, you know, just shooting that guy doesn't do anything. You have to raise morality. You have to raise awareness. You have to lower fear. Fear is the real killer. I'm not scared of people. It's like, because the fears are created in our minds, and then you get people to react based on bad information. 99% of all evil done by man is someone operating on faulty information, coming from the media, coming from the air, from the prince of this world, that dude. And it's so real. It's so real. It's like, there's nothing metaphorical about this stuff. Whoa, no way. Yeah, nobody. So few people have been told that Roe from Roe v. Wade. Hey, Onyx, get out of there. Onyx, over there. Go on, Onyx, get away from my bike. Onyx, get back with the whites. Hitler helped build Germany. I'm not a Hitler fan. I'm not a fan of anybody that was part of any of that. I'm not a Hitler hater. I don't think, obviously he's being painted falsely. I mean, that's as obvious as anything. But I don't like any of it. I don't know if Hitler was even a real person. He could have been played by Charlie frickin' Chaplin at this point. I have no idea. And it's one, I respect when people have their opinions and stuff, when people are like, Hitler was, I know how the grabber, the demon operates. They set you up with a false binary every time. It's like, was Hitler bad or good? That's given Hitler. Like that's you're already assuming a given. Hitler could have been a Prescott Bush construct. I have no clue. What I do know is that there is a series of tickets that a man takes in order to give themselves up to Satan. And he, if he existed, obviously he had something to do with tickets. The Holocaust has become our symbol for evil, thus eclipsing the true evils of our time. Not for me. That's why all you do is reject it. Just reject it. Who's Hitler? That exactly, Kale Bear. That's the level to get to. The level to get to is like, I don't really have much of an opinion on him. I never met him or anything. Yeah, Kale Bear just hit it out of the park. It's like, the debate is the chain. It's like, yeah, Kale Bear just knocked it out of the park. Who's Hitler? Hitler? Who's that you're talking about? Or just make fun of it. Hiller was a fearful man. Think Jordan Peterson. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I know what is used as propaganda. I'm not going to like put any emotion, positive or negative, towards a guy I don't understand at all. Charlie Chaplin came in third in a Charlie Chaplin lookalike competition. True? Yeah, it's pretty funny. He also had the same stash. They like to drop hints like that. All right, so anyway, I don't believe the narrative. His story is the devil's story. You know how like the feminists would be like, his story, why not her story? You're like, just stop. Just end it. Like, why don't you have a man that tells you to stop talking in public? His story is like, it's him. Hitler next part was Walt Disney. Dude, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm telling you guys, don't quote me. Don't say, Owen thinks Hitler's Walt Disney. It's on the table. I swear to God, guys. It's on the table. It's on the table that because these people are thespians. When they say the world is a stage, yeah, people die in war and stuff, but not nearly the numbers they give. 6 million Jews, 66 million Russians. Okay, guys, I'm starting to see a pattern. But it's like 33 kids died in the shooting. 6 million, 66, 33, 911, 33, 666. It's like, I get it, you have a calling card. And I would not be surprised at all if the man playing Adolf Hitler was also Walt Disney. And you can call me whatever you want. I'd say the odds are 3%, 5%, I don't know, low, because it's just so out there. But like, that's more accurate as to how the world works than he was this, like, than the narrative. The narrative is nothing. That's why they say, oh, a bad actor blew up his car today. Another bad actor, the theater of war. They're telling you with words because the devil always requires consent. I realized I didn't play Mountain Bear's Jimmy Fallon's Faustian deal. I'll play this and then I'll just read a couple things and then I'll call it a day. But because today's had some heavy gravy and I'm excited about this episode, so I don't want to water down the gravy. All right, so let's watch this and then we'll discuss what deals with the devil actually entail.
Hey, no way! It's the devil. Hey, devil! I want to be I want to be like the biggest talk show host in the whole wide world. Hello, Jimmy Fallon. You are named after a bird. Yeah, Fallons. Fallons are great. Everything's great. You will be the greatest. You will be the new Johnny Carson. Really? No way! I'll sign the dotted line. But you'll sound like a retard. What's that? What did you say? Nothing, Jimmy. You are here to stay. You will be the number one late night. You will host the Tonight Show. Your name will be in lights. Everyone will know you. Commercials, stars, celebrities. Beyonce will call you her friend. No way. Beyonce will call me your friend? That's great. That's so cool. That's the greatest thing ever. Where do I sign? And you will talk like you have. You are a fucking retard. What did you say? Nothing. You will be known by everyone as a homo. No way. That wasn't part of the deal. I want to be like Johnny Carson. You will be famous like Johnny Carson, but you will not be respected by Johnny Carson. You have not read your contract, your terms and conditions. But I thought I was the number one. I would be the number one late night show. You are number one. But number one, retard. Oh, no way. It's totally a bummer. You are known, Jimmy Fallon. You are known for being a cook. No way. It's great. It's awesome. The devil.
Yeah, me and the Faustian deal is very important for evil. Like me and Vox Day were laughing about Billie Eilish winning 10 Grammys, right? No artist has ever won 10 Grammys than Billie Eilish this year. Billie Eilish is void of talent. Just no one knows what she is even doing. Okay, we're laughing. What if that was the deal for her soul? You know, I'll sell my soul for 10 Grammys. And the devil's like, you will receive them all the same year. It's like, no, I thought that meant a very long career. Yeah, you haven't read your terms and conditions. You win 10 Grammys the same night. And then no more for you. Oh, no way. I mean, I just... That's why you can't win with the devil. The devil, the entire point is to trip you up on terms and conditions. So the devil can't just do bad shit. They have to tell you something. So it's like the theater of war. Why would they say that? Let's look up the word theater. Even in the, I don't have my good dictionary right now, but just at dictionary.com, which is so grabbled, it's like the word of the year is diversity and trans. Theater. Theater. What is a theater? A building, part of a building or outdoor area for housing dramatic presentations, staged entertainments, or motion picture shows. Okay, so with that definition, when someone says the theater of war, the Pacific Theater, what are they saying? They're saying that it is an outdoor area for housing dramatic presentations and staged entertainments. So what is that saying? It's not real. Oh, but I know someone who got a dick blown off. And yeah, people do die. Yeah, it's almost like a psychotic version of the show Punked. But when someone says like, Saddam Hussein is a bad actor in Iraq. Yeah, actor. But that doesn't mean everything's fake. It just means the, as Quantum of Conscience call it, the screens. Right? So have you ever, always ask yourself, have you ever witnessed a nuclear bomb, a Holocaust, a police guy shooting a black guy for being black? No? Okay. And then just go, okay, what have you witnessed? A lot of abortions, opioid deaths, despair, depression, addiction. How come that wasn't in the real? Because what elevates people out of that? Beethoven. Beauty, form. Do you understand the things that actually plague us is the very thing that Harrison Bergeron in that clip that they're trying to remove? Seeing people write to me all the time. You see, these are handwritten. Imagine emails. Imagine what it would have been on Twitter or whatever. One of the reasons that I just read my letters. Edit them or just read some and not the others. Think about how many I read all the time and how many are mean and nasty. None. How many of them are inspiring, people that you want to hang out with? That's the other deception is called social media. If you go on Facebook, if you go on Twitter, the world appears to be completely asleep and mean and nasty and divided and everything. You open up your P.O. box. There's no demon there. Social Galactic is a social media platform that Vox Day and his guys created just for the Castalia House subscribers and unauthorized subscribers. Me and Vox were laughing the other day. We're like, he's like, I don't even want to open it to the public. It's so useful. And I'm like, definitely don't open it to the public. You go on Social Galactic, you will get like, I'll post something. I'll get more feedback than on Gab or on Instagram. And it's never trolling. And it's clean speech. That's what it is. It's like, you know, don't swear, don't troll. That's kind of like the vibe. And the culture is growing. And the culture is like, hey, check out this book. Really good point. Oh, that's really funny, Big Bear. It's not truth alleviates fear. Right. Inspiration is what pulls people out of all the things that plague us. An inspired woman doesn't abort her baby. A woman that aborts her baby a lot of times does that because they don't want to bring a child into a world so dark and so scary. A woman who just heard that Beethoven song is a little more likely to say, "What I want my baby to hear that," right? The Holocaust. The Holocaust is one of the big ones. That's why there's so much social shame and laws around never questioning it. Because without that narrative, people may actually enjoy their day and stop submitting to 9 gay guys on rollerblades. And the way my life has been going, I would not be surprised if it turns out that the council that does all of this is 9 gay guys who rollerblade. That's how comedy works. I swear to God, I would not be surprised if the number 9 rollerblades and gay guys has something to do with all of this stuff. Eilish was homeschooled by MK Ultra. 10 Grammys. Can't you picture the devil? I thought that the 10 Grammys would be spread out over 20 years. You did not read the terms and conditions. I am not here to be your friend, Billie Eilish. I'm here to demean you, to prove to God that his creation is flawed. All right. I'll read a little bit here. But Social Galactic 2.0 is great. All positive vibes. Yeah. And it's like, then the demon comes in and says, Vox Dei, I will give you $50 million of hedge fund resources. We can make this bigger than Twitter. And it's like, no. But your precious money. No, what happens is that starts poisoning the souls of our people. And that's exactly what you did last time, devil. Twitter. People are now being able to communicate outside of the normal media. People are awakening. They're becoming alive. What you need is $1 billion of seed money to make this even bigger and more beautiful. All that we require is that every now and then someone gets kicked off because they are full of hate. Oh, that sounds great. I mean, that's a great deal. You did not read your terms and conditions. Then 10 years later, it's like, every time I log into Twitter, it looks like the world's on fire. Ah, yes. Because if people believe the world is on fire, it is on fire in their mind. And that's all I am here for. I am the devil. Entertainment. What does it mean? It means to hold the mind. Boom. You waking up yet? Your pineal gland opening up yet? Everything I'm saying is true. So that's why I love Vox and I love the people I associate with, because there's zero question. There's zero hesitation to turn that down, because it requires sometimes a special type of person to have, like, Vox and I relate because we both sat at high tables in entertainment and rejected it and seen the devastation of it. There's no little voice that says, yeah, but we could go so much bigger. We could really reach people if I just signed this contract. We all know what that contract is. And if you agree to poison your own people to bring that type of disruption and degradation and fear and anger for money, you're evil. Like, legit, that's what evil is. Like, if we were to take seed money for unauthorized, we've been offered this stuff. Oh, unauthorized. We have thousands of paid subscribers, guys. That's like more than a lot of these media companies. It's like, if you just take more of our money, we will leave hands off. It is so great because of what you have done. You have brought so much truth to the world. But every now and then, we just may have a little tiny suggestion. Maybe you put one of our people on there as well. No, want to know what that does? It poisons our own people. And once you understand it, you can't go back. There is no amount of money. And when people say this, they don't mean it. I mean it. There is no amount of money that would make me poison my own people. And if you don't understand that mind poison is worse than body poison. I drink alleged poison in the morning as a detox. Guys, I drink turpentine. Stuff that's been called poison isn't really poison. What's poison is the exchange. You know, the if you let us tell you, that's why I don't do any promo codes. I would never push. When I first started my podcast, I would do that stuff. I would do like mattresses and shit like that. I understand. They give you like $5,000 just to say like, Comfort Mattress, promo code gay guy or whatever. Over time, as my world, but that's because I didn't quite understand it yet. As my world's opened up, I now see the entire process. You get people to trust you. It's just like child predators. It's just like molesters. You get someone to trust you and then you push products on them. And so I've made hard, fast rules for me. And it's been so easy to keep because I want nothing to do with that stuff. It's like, think about how many people trust me and listen to me and watch me every day. You can't buy that as an advertiser. You know, it's like, your people will do what you say. Yeah, pretty much. A lot of them do. I mean, think about the sales of distilled water. And Dave Weiss brought something up funny when he was talking to Russian Vids. He goes, if everybody who had a kid because of Owen's stream named his kid Owen, like everyone would be named Owen. It's like, I will never bring you poison. I will never suggest a product because I get paid for it. Never, ever, ever. And I never have since I realized how this works. Because what they do is they say, the people trust you, yes?
Yeah, they trust me, totally.
Well, why not sell them a mattress? That sounds very harmless, right? At first it does, and then it's like, sell them beer. Bud Light, promo code, tastes great, less feeling.
I don't know, I mean, beer, it sounds like the...
We'll give you $20,000. Nah, I don't really feel like that, then we will take your other income.
Well, that means I have no income because I haven't prepared and no one...
You never read your terms and conditions.
Owen should get a sponsorship for Base Water Distillery. I'd buy it. Yeah, but I can't do that. I won't do that because I know there is weaknesses of man. Like, I do draw lines in the sand. I will never, ever have a promo code. I will never promote something naturally because that's the best. That Joe Rogan's the king of it. He's like, hey, by the way, I hear you have a bad back.
Yeah, man, because of Afghanistan, my bad.
It's like, dude, why not? This thing that I've been, like, he tries to make it so natural with a specific company that he owns. It's sick. It's sick. Sickness. I respect Ben Shapiro more because he's like, I mean, promo code Ben with Sheets. Joe Rogan doesn't, he owns the company and then will just be like, you know, man, I used to have that same problem. Then have you heard about this great company? Alpha Brain. It's like, you sick bastard. Your audience doesn't even know you own it. It's like, I mean, it's just really smart. It's not smart. You're poisoning your own people.
Alpha Brain doesn't poison you.
Yeah, but you're misrepresenting for money. You whore. All right. BB, is it okay if I name my firstborn Benjamin and said, yes. Owen is too close to oven in German. Yeah, I don't recommend oven. Yeah. All right, anyway, let me read some of these. And then I'm out of here. But you guys understand what I'm saying, right? The Faustian deal. And like this is something that is in our culture. We just have to bring it back. Faust is something that people knew. It's like you trade your soul for eternal life, but you don't pick the age. And you just become like 1,000 years old. And you know? That because a human being can't possibly do that. Hang on. BB, you and Ryan promo code for merch. No, I don't. I've never promo code for merch. If he does, that's his business. But I tell you, unbearablesmerchandise.com is me and Ryan's thing where we sell merch. That is not what I'm talking about. That's something we do together. He lives down the street from me. That, and I'm not like, you know, I've heard about this really cool thing called Unbearables Merchandise. If he's had a promo code to get rid of to get rid of stock or something, I don't know and don't care. That's not what I'm talking about, obviously. What I'm talking about is seed money shit with big companies that then they manipulate your agenda. Selling Red Pill Rooster t-shirts is not exactly, oh God, the gammas are going to unleash on this.
Owen Benjamin says that he doesn't use promo codes, but yet he has a website where he sells t-shirts.
It's so stupid. It's so dumb. That like, I don't feel like I should have to explain these things, how different that is. It's like, no, a promo code is when you're sponsored by like a $1 billion company or $1 million, doesn't matter, or you own the company and you don't tell anyone you own the company, and then you manipulate your audience. You guys know, a lot of you guys have met Ryan. He's my neighbor. You know, his back was fucked up. I got kicked off PayPal and YouTube. I'm like, and I'm not very good at shipping stuff. And so he's like, yeah, I'll just do this. And then we just split it and call it a day. It's awesome. Win-win. Together we have 7 children. Hang on, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hang on, how many kids? Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, together we have 7 kids. We live on the same street. That's not exactly what I'm talking about. And I know that gammas intentionally misunderstand that shit, too. We get it? Rhino, but... No, stop saying we. You sound like the Harrison Bergeron. You get it. Everyone doesn't get it.
jigsaw puzzle here, plus another uncarded fun from Jim. Thank you, buddy. I got this. Someone sent the boys a puzzle. And we got baby animals matching game. Dude, this stuff is what I'm talking about. Because my kids love this stuff. Hi to Walter. This book has tons of cool pictures to help you later identify birds and see. Same dude sent me all these birds. Birds of North America. Like I'm not sponsored by Birds of North America. That's what makes it different. I hate when Owen has to explain himself to retards at pump. It's okay. It's less and less these days. But when you've had, you know, CPS sent to your house by Gammas, you understand that they are a vicious little bunch of psychopaths. So the more I can show people how to avoid their little mind traps, the less power they have. Because they feed off people believing them. So that's why I explain it, and I will not apologize for it. All right, the Logos Rising shirt is very high quality. Thank you, unbearablesmerchandise.com. And if you want to send me some gravel for my babble, because I'm completely sponsored by you guys, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93.35. And if you don't have, and if you're tight on budget, send me nothing. It actually hurts me if you become financially unstable. Thank you. I also feel I shouldn't have to say that, but, you know, there's been times in the past where I haven't even brought it up, but someone's like sent me a check. And I've just torn it up because I know who sent me the check. And I'm like, but I don't want to like be a dick about it. But I'm like, don't, no, I know you. No, keep that. And then I almost want to start structuring their life. But that's not for me to do. But I'm like, I get it. You're excited. But the whole point is that we want to build you up so that you can. Yeah, like one of the Clips channels people once sent me a check and I just ripped it up. And I'm like. I didn't even tell the person, but I'm like, the whole point is that you get another income stream with your, like, don't do that. And then I get angry, and then the Gammas say, look at how angry he is at his own fans. Ugh. To Charlie, here's an interesting book with lots of classifications and methods to classify, sort out beauty. Enjoy your gift. Thank you very much. That was very thoughtful. Let's see what we got here. Hi to Walter and Charlie. In case you visit your uncle, enjoy your gift. What is that? I don't know, I'm a little disorganized. But someone sent me, hang on. One of them's really funny. I just opened some packages today. A book about courage and overcoming fear and anxiety for kids. The writer hated the children's books. Out now, so he made his own, learned about it from someone else. Have not read it. Keep crushing from Right Side Up there. That's Mikey and the Dragons by Jocko Willick. I'll check that out. I'll do a preview before sending it to my kids. Because Jocko, you know, I respect his masculinity, but he's a little tight with the grabber. Oh, Owen hates Jews. Now, if you think all Jews are grabbers, I'm not the one doing that. Not. Oh, here we go. No pomegranates from Robert T. I got pomegranate seeds. Love it. All right. I'm getting very cold, so I'm going to go inside. Any final questions? And also, feel free to cut this up, make clip channels out of it. Subscribe to Owen Benjamin Bear Cave. Subscribe to Owen Benjamin Gray V. Subscribe to False Witness Bear V4, I think he's on. I'm not Owen Benjamin V3. Oil Bear has a channel. There's a lot of people that are mirroring it, but definitely unauthorized.tv. The documentary is coming along great. Yeah. What was the bird book called? It was called Birds of North America, Eastern Region and Western Region, Smithsonian Handbooks. Awesome. And unbearablesmerchandise.com. God bless y'all this Sunday. Oh, today's Sunday? Man, I never even realized what day it is. Today is Sunday. That's why I didn't have any new mail today. When people are like, yeah, you know, the daylight savings time is just to mess up our circadian rhythm. I'm like, speak for yourself, man. I wake up a little before the sun. And I go to bed, you know, when I'm tired. I don't give a shit what day it is. Any piano stream tonight? Maybe I will be. Maybe I will. video that Marty sent. Hang on. He said, aloha, Owen and Amy. Sorry to hear about Amy's back pain. Here is a great video describing where Skyacia comes from and how to eliminate its cause. It's important to not roll on the foam roller or just massaging the area of pain. The goal is not to massage the muscles, but to loosen the adhesions, as she explains in her techniques. Hope it works. And this is Mobility Mastery. 16,000 subscribers. It's called Skyacia, Discover the Low Back Pain Pattern and How to Find Relief. So thank you, Marty. Marty, allegedly, is a quite intelligent guy. I guess he did a really good interview with Wolfgang Helbig called Dear Wolfgang. You guys want to check that out? Wolfgang's a bit of a legend. But everybody says that that Marty's a really good guy. Yes, piano stream tonight, please. BB, what do you think happens to all the real geniuses that are born? Well, what happened to me? I'm just kidding. But seriously, though, I just grew up and just kept being a genius. BB, what do you think happens to all the real genius? I just read that, which kind of disproves my theory that I'm a genius because I just read the same thing twice. BB, what do you think you're just writing it over and over again. You want to get banned? Yeah, it's Sunday. The sun is getting up earlier these days. Yep. Any final questions, final thoughts? I'm going to give myself 5 more minutes. Dude, you're spamming chat with repetitive cues and your avatar is trash. BB, what do you think happened? All right, I'm banning this guy. Actually, it might be stuck. He has a membership, which makes me think he's a real person. And the question isn't bad, but I think it's stuck somehow. I don't know. I'll give him a minute. If not, he's banned for life. BB, if it wasn't comedian, what career path do you think you would have went down? Teacher or lawyer, and I would have hated it. But I probably wouldn't have. The Philip Schofield story is blowing up. Connections to Jimmy Savile, met his boy lover at age 10. Lots coming to light. I know, Papa J Bear was texting me that, and I didn't really get on board, really, because I have no idea who Philip Schofield is. And it's like, I guess that's big in the UK, because Papa J Bear is in Ireland. But I'd never even heard of the guy. I guess he's like some big commentary. And lo and behold, another BBC guy is a pedophile. That's why I didn't gravitate to it, because I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure like most of them are pederasty. But that's, I guess that's the equivalent of like Walter Cronkite or something. I don't even know. I got to look into it. Yeah, you are the best teacher, no less than Agenda 21. Yeah, I consider myself a bit of a teacher these days. I always wanted to be a history teacher. And I'm so glad I didn't go down that road, because I would have had more debt. And then when I realized about the 9 gay guys on the rollerblades, I would have been in hell. I would not have been able to teach, because I love talking history. I love connecting to people. You know, I love inspiring young people to like learn. But imagine if you were like No Child Left Behind, Common Core math curriculum teacher, and you're like, oh, so this is the opposite of teaching. This is so we're here to destroy the brains of children. You know, I've listened to podcasts with pharmaceutical people that have went through that, where they just wanted nothing more than to help people's health, and then you realize that they were making things that killed them. And Skyacia is pronounced sciatica. Thank you, Bacon Bear. I saw a dad, a little daughter at church today, cute little kid, just hugging the date en masse. Made me want to have a daughter. Cool. Remember the bass teacher, though. There's tons of bass teachers. But I see, this is the thing. Some people are capable of just biting their lip. You know, some battles are to be fought. Some aren't, working within the system of the administration. I have so little respect for principals and superintendents and stuff because of my upbringing and always clashing with them as a child, that I'd be fired. Some teachers can get through it. Some teachers can drop little hints. Some teachers can inspire in a way that works around the terms and conditions. I'd be like, tell that principal he's a liar. And I know that about myself.
It's a weakness in some ways. It's a strength for what I do here with you guys, but I'm not good at operating inside a system that corrupt that I don't respect at all. Like, I'm a little, you know, like the IRS and stuff, I'll operate within the lines and all that. But, like, I know superintendents, I know principals. And if I was, like, seeing them in the hall and they're like, come to my office, we have to talk about your curriculum, I'd be like, meet me in the fucking schoolyard, Gary. And he'd be like, are you threatening me? I'm like, not yet. But if you meet me in the schoolyard and you say exactly what you just said to me again, yes. And that would suck. I cured my sciatica by losing 50 kilograms. There you go. Do you want a daughter, BB? I'd love either. I wish I had someone like Owen as a teacher. You do. It's me. All right, got to go. Unauthorized.tv and share this with people. Subscribe. All that good stuff. I think Kyneton released the Lemonsari, which is good. It's only a weakness in a twisted, broken system. Right, but you also want to bloom where you're planted. I know teachers that are making a difference in kids' lives in a really great way that I never could have. My brother's the same way. He's been passed up tons of military promotions because he calls a spade a spade. Yeah. And long-term, people respect it, but there is situations where you just have to bite your tongue if you want to win the war, not the battle. I'd be a battle guy. Every school makes me a battle guy. When I was a kid, it's like, it's pronounced rhetoric, not rhetoric. I'm like, you drunk bitch. I may be in eighth grade, but it's pronounced rhetoric, not rhetoric. Why don't you have some more gin? And they'd be like, you're out of here. I'm like, good. I know where you live. Not physically threatening, but I'm like, what do you have over me? Like the IRS, little intimidated by. I'm just like, yeah, take my money, guys. All good. But like a superintendent trying to do it, I'd be like, this is not going to end well for either of us. All right, everybody. Be fruitful, multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. Take care.